This clunky sound, listen carefully, is from the 90s. A VHS cassette being sucked into a player. Got any VHS tapes at home somewhere? Remember Be Kind, Rewind? Now it's a wonder any of the cassettes even play anymore. Same with laser discs, floppy discs, scratchy vinyl records, anybody? Media formats take over and then get supplanted by upgraded technology. And then they're left victim to the chemical processes that produce entropy and degradation in everything. Those processes take their course and eventually make these individual items unplayable, just objects. What about the original motion picture format of all time, silent pictures? You can still see the original silent picture, Metropolis, Fritz Lang, an art piece about the 20th century and the degradation of man in the face of industrialization. This is the original score. But much of the silent era in film has vanished. The Library of Congress reported this month that 75% of the 10,000 or so silent films made between 1912 and 1929 are completely lost to history, burned or disintegrated without proper preservation and storage. Dan Strebel is professor of cinema studies at NYU. Dan, welcome.
Hello.
So, Dan, burned is actually relevant here because the original formats were actually quite flammable, and that's part of the problem here.
Yeah, definitely. It's almost all movies, motion picture film made before 1950 was made on nitrate stock, very highly flammable and famously chemically unstable after a certain period of time. It would start to decompose on its own, but it also, if it caught fire, you could not extinguish it.
And there's no sort of backup. There's no, you know, hard drive to find the images.
Well, hopefully, you know, if a print of a film was burned in a projector, the maker would have a negative somewhere to make a new print. But that wasn't done regularly for decades and decades.
Well, as a cinema studies professor, what have we lost in terms of cultural treasure here?
Mm-hmm. Well, when we're talking about the numbers here, so whether you put the number at 70 or 80% of all American silent feature films, which is the latest statistic, we're talking about losing a visual and a sonic record in some cases of not just photographically what was documented, which was quite extraordinary, what was documented all over the country, all over the world, but also, you know, every way that most people took in popular culture. This in the 1920s, this was the high point of movie going in American culture. Far more percentage of American public went to movies regularly than at any point in history in the late 20s. So what they were seeing, their daily diet of what they viewed, how they saw the world, how they saw other people. We can, if we're interested in that, which I think most people are, 80% of what we might look at, that they looked at, we can't see, so we can't know. So all we can do is read descriptions.
And part of what was going on back then in the silent era was a transition from other media to this new motion picture media and figuring out what it was for. I mean, there was everything from aim a camera at a ballet to really experimental sort of art pieces, and then just the storytelling that we understand, like Charlie Chaplin, for instance.
Yeah, no, there was a wide diversity of applications of movies, as you say, not just the Hollywood feature film, but millions of feet of newsreel footage were exposed all over the planet, recording the world as never recorded before. Lots of even amateur home movies started in the 1920s. People started making their own films, as well as commercials and documentaries and newsreels, animation, as you said, experimental. The really high moment for modern art in the 1920s, and most modern artists were interested in making films.
In your dream list of films you would want to be able to see, in the technology that might be available even yet to preserve what we still have, is there a place where you can go and experience silent films? Is there a place that's done a particularly good job of it? And is there hope for seeing things that maybe we consider lost today?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to take one really, really recent example, even though it's not silent era film, is a silent film that Orson Welles shot in 1938 and never publicly exhibited. And it was just assumed that it would never be seen And then this year, George Eastman House in Rochester, New York, unveiled an almost hour-long pristine print of this film with Orson Welles and Joseph Cotten shot all over Manhattan. Really, really interesting documentation of what New York looked like, both down at the Battery and on the West Side and at the North Island of Manhattan. It was phenomenal. It was like watching in a time machine when I saw the film projected, because it was so crystal clear, the image. It was totally unscratched. And the fact, you know, we knew something about the people who made the film, and this is the film Orson Welles made 3 years before he made Citizen Kane. It was really astonishing. So the George Eastman House in Rochester, New York, is one of the most important silent film archives. The Library of Congress by far does the biggest volume of work in terms of saving American film heritage.
And around the world?
You mean in other archives?
Other archives around.
Yeah. Well, that's the interesting thing about the study that the Library of Congress just published, is that aside from the Library of Congress and the other major American archives, most American silent films that do survive, survive in places like the Czech National Film Archive, the Russian National Film Archive, the British. They're all over the world. And the most exciting thing is that in the past several years, some of the biggest discoveries have been made now that people are paying attention to other places. So a lost film that Alfred Hitchcock co-directed or worked on was found in New Zealand. The director's cut of Fritz Lang's Metropolis was found in Argentina. So films circulated around the planet in a really amazing way in the 20s. These heavy, bulky nitrate prints would, by the time they got to the end of the run in Argentina or New Zealand, it was too expensive to ship them back, so the studios didn't ask them to come back. And so you never know where you're going to find these treasures.
So you could dare to dream that in your email box when you get to your office, there could be another...
Yes, please.
...discovery.
No, it's true. Amazing things are uncovered all the time, and... You know, there's a short list of well-known things that people want. They want Eric von Stroheim's Uncut Greed. They want the complete Orson Welles' Magnificent Ambersons, things like that. And maybe those things will never turn up. But boy, I'm still amazed at what does keep turning up, and sometimes how great a physical condition it still is in.
He sounds a bit like an archaeologist, but in fact, he's a professor of cinema studies at NYU. Dan Strebel, thanks so much.
Thank you.